The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Monday, the 28th of August, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, good morning, everyone. I want to start the show by sharing in the moment of, I guess, acknowledging and giving condolences to the family, friends, and colleagues and co-workers of Steve Haughey, CFO at The Guardian family of companies. It is a sad and unexpected moment for all. And we take a moment to stand with everyone, to sit with everyone, to hold a space for everyone that has lost a loved one recently. Let's start the show with the on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. We are back. Took a little break 1 week off, but we've got more questions and we've got more prizes. So here are the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. The text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Remember, if you're sending your answer by text, it must be in the same text. I can't award you the prize until I have your digital wallet information. So here we go. Every day for the next 2 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number. If you answer the question correctly, you'll be transferred back to the producer. Remember, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. So here is the first question of the day. How many public holidays are there in the calendar year 2024? How many public holidays are there in the year 2024? Let me rephrase that. How many Bahamian public holidays? How many Bahamian public holidays are there in the year 2024? I'm already planning my vacation days. Fine show. What's in the news? I have my own subjects I want to talk about. some things from last week's paper and some things in today's, in this morning's papers to talk about. But before we go there, I got to say good morning. Mr. Nuri is joining me this morning. Yeah, man, I'm hoping, Mr. Nuri, here's what I would like for you to do. Help me keep on pace. I got about three or four things I want to talk about.
So we're going to interrupt you every so often.
Yeah, and we can, we can push through it. I got a bit of a hangover again, Mr. Nuri. Last week it was Gannett.
Oh, I thought you went drinking.
No. Last week I had fermented myself on too many Gannett. This weekend it was a birthday party. I want to say good morning and happy birthday to the whole Knowles family. They knows who they are. See, Mr. Nuri, y'all had one big fancy set of events for Independence, right? Mm-hmm. But ain't not one of them could match a one-year-old birthday party. Oh. You ain't people until you get invited to birthday party for little children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had to remind myself that I was a big grown adult, and despite the fact it wasn't for me, they was for the little children. It was a great time had by all. And if y'all think I only making fun, just remember this, a little piece of Obear for you. If your energy ever running low, I mean low, your spirit running low, you're frustrated, you're tired, you're miserable, you know what you need to do? You need to find some little children and be a part of their life. Start with the children in your own family. Make space for them. Participate in what they're doing. Help them do what they want to do. Just take some time to babysit. Say, hey, cuz. Hey, sis, I know you're busy. Watch the kids for a little bit. It's a free perpetual energy machine. Little children, they bring it for you. Anyway, it was a great weekend, Mr. Nuri. And now we are back to the news. I see we got a couple of calls on the line. Producer, let's go to that first call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you and good morning to Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. Good morning.
I am well, thank you.
Good, good.
Yes, I'm here to answer the trivia question.
I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's 11 holidays in 2024.
Yes, ma'am. There are 11 public holidays. Thank you so much. You got the correct answer. I want to transfer you back to the producer so we could confirm your wallet information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. So, Mr. Nuri, that takes us to our first topic for the day. We need another public holiday.
Another one?
Yeah, we need 12.
You don't think we have too many holidays
now?
No. I mean, hey, it's overtime for me. Or Lou Day. So,
you just go work anyway?
Yeah, I can work anyway.
You almost caused me to take it back.
Yeah.
I can't give you a public holiday and you go work on it. I need you to not work on the public holiday.
The people have me working on the holiday.
I believe you just can't stop working. Because I know you're African. It's not that you like to wake.
Yeah.
It's that once you have to wake, you ain't gonna stop waking.
Yeah. I have no problem with working.
Yeah. I noticed that. Mm. But still, you messing it up for people like us.
But you all want party.
No, I didn't say I wanted to party. No. I just want a public holiday.
Okay.
I mean, unless it's a one-year-old birthday party. Like, where they have... See, when you get older, people go as far as saying, if you would like to come to this party, I'm going to require you to give $15 towards the menu. I don't want to go to them type of party.
And even though this is a little off topic, right? And I know you're going to go back on your topic. Do you go on the beach?
I haven't been on the beach in a long time.
Okay, so that stops the next question.
No.
Because I was wondering if you'd wear a swimsuit.
Two-piece.
I'm picturing that.
Every time, two-piece.
No problem.
Shorts got to go drop just below the knee. I mean, just above the knee. I was a little prudish in my early days. Just above the knee, the shorts.
Short set.
And a shirt with the sleeve. The sleeve would go all the way to my wrist when I feel in, you know.
A big shirt.
I mean, no, I don't have to be big. I just have to be long. Very long. The two-piece.
Yeah, I didn't picture that.
Good. I'm glad I provided you with a new perspective on life, Mr.
Yeah.
Nuri, good stuff.
Okay.
Mr. Producer, I see we got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock. Good morning, caller. I imagine you called in to answer the trivia question. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning, but I didn't call in for the trivia.
Okay. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Fine.
Good. It is an open line. this morning.
Turn off your radio. Turn down your radio. Yeah, it's delay.
What I was calling about, I'm wondering if you can check this out to see if it's so that when you go go through customs and you claiming exemption,
right?
That they take your photograph.
So
why that is very.
Okay, is it only when you have claimed your exemption on your customs duty that they take the photograph?
Yes.
Okay, I will put that out there. In this moment, I'm thinking maybe they just want to verify the person who is. That's interesting.
Claiming.
Yeah, see, because this raises for me a thing, right? Like, you're attempting to provide a solution that eradicates a type of fraud, right? Maybe you're experiencing a type of fraud. You're looking for to employ a strategy that will reduce the instance of that fraud, eradicate it entirely, or at the very least, enable you to sort of to catch the fraud, right? I could appreciate that you want to do that. That's your duty. As a manager of that, I photograph a breach, right? Is that going too far? Why would you require my photograph? And it's not fair to say, well, you go in through the airport anyway. There are other instances in which that data is collected. Why are you upset now? I would say you need to show me in every instance why it's necessary to collect biometric data. It's not sufficient to say, oh, well, this is the new world. This is how things going, right? Because in all of those developed jurisdictions where this type of biometric data capture is taking place, they had to show some agency, some board, some authority why it's required to capture biometric data in this instance. And then that means that we require an entire system, right? It's a policy, a system around the whole thing. Where are the instances in which we may need to collect biometric data? Can we justify the collection of biometric data considering the risk of storing biometric data? And do we have any rules in letting the storage and potential use of biometric data? Because my government likes to subcontract, they like third parties where they hire a non-governmental entity to do the work. And then in the fine print, the non-governmental agency will say, well, we can use the data that we're collecting on your behalf. Now, what happens if in the future that company is sold to a foreign company or another local company who then owns the data that has been captured and is being stored, right? And this is, I'm coming to you right now, caller. When I say it feels as if politicians are dragging Bahamians into a future that the politicians can't understand and navigate, and then you chastise us and call us backward when we raise any concern and objection about the handling of these processes. Stick a pin. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Seattle Johnson.
Morning, Seattle.
They're not dragging us into the future. To drag somebody in the future, you'd have to be there. They're trying to push us into the future while remaining in the past.
Yeah.
So, but when you talk about the data collection, there is no law, in spite of us saying we have a data collection commissioner and data protection laws. There's no laws setting guidelines for collection of biometrics data information. There's no laws that governs what people who actually collect information in the store, in the airports, and wherever else, to even notify you or even where your information is kept, use, monitorize, or anything of that set.
Yes.
And so, more so for the fact that we are a tourism jurisdiction that we say with 8 million people or 7 million people, this is a very important aspect that we need to get correct. Because there is a concept of monetization also of data collection. You see, the WorldCom and others are having issues with it. But in the Bahamas, we talk a lot of things. We believe that we talk things into existence. Even when we put the word digital in laws, we believe because you put the word digital in these documents, it makes the documents digital or it addresses the digital aspect. Just an ending of saying this, there's two aspects that we need to get right. We've been trying since 1968, when Sir Lyndon Pinlin initiated the digital arm of government to digitize government. From 1968 to now, we have not yet accomplished even 25% of where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
But there's a bigger concept called digitization of the economy, that we could have an archaic government, but we cannot have an archaic digitized economy for us to be competitive globally. So we must have a conversation in context with the same thing, a lot of those questions you asked about can be put in the rightful order and actually answered. Because it's digitization of the economy, not digitization of government, that is going to shape the future. Digitization, digitalization, which is something different from digitalization, and digital transformation. One is to convert things to digital, one is the utilization of digital, and one is the education and forming of the people to create a digital culture. And we have not had that conversation into the 21st century.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, C. Allen. Some excellent points made. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. All right. Excellent points made by C. Allen Johnson. I want to transition from there to the conversation in Friday's paper, the Nassau Tribune, two articles, Exuma Oil Spill Settlement, Confidential, says Pinder, and FNM Chairman hits out at AG for refusing to reveal oil spill fine. And then I'm going to add to that another two articles. Pinder says 12% of sunken ships salvaged as legal action is to be taken. That's from the Tribune, 21st of June. And then an article from the 10th of December, 2018. Monroe concern over confidential settlements. And I can make the link for you very quickly. What if a confidential settlement includes the transfer of ownership or responsibility for data and information, like biometric data? Or in the instance of, here's an example. Recently, a private company had won a bid to digitize, I think, national records, archives in some form of records.
Yes.
And now you can't I don't think you can access those records from the government, a government agency.
You have to go to the private company.
You have to go to the private company.
Real so, Farrington Road.
So what happens when that contract ends? What happens if there's a dispute? And then what happens if somebody gets up and tells me, well, we can't tell you all the terms of the settlement with the company because it's confidential? Right? And so we're going to get to that in a second. I want to get to these. Send on my own phone, I apologize. Listeners, here we go. All right. I've got awesome. Awesome, Miss Garland. Another text, it says, good morning. Oh, okay. I thank you very much. Miss Green makes me smile every morning. I love her spirit and humor. Thank you very much.
Are you funny too, though?
Yeah,
I guess I started off late. I've never gotten a text compliment me on my humor. I'm just saying. I'm not jealous or anything. I'm just saying that I think I have a good sense of humor. I tell jokes all the time.
Absolutely. I got to take my blessings when they come, Mr. Nuri.
Yeah.
Soak them up.
Yeah.
Another text quickly. Oh, hey, good morning, call. I'm coming to you right now. Stick a pin there. Who's going to work on election day?
I go to work on election
day. Rachel, as usual, voting day is a holiday, so your caller was wrong. No, election day is not a holiday because people have to work on election day.
I work every election day.
It'd be in a tourism jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about our freedom.
No. They give you 2 hours and say, hurry up, come.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hi, good morning, Aaron, Cecil. How are y'all?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I just turned on the radio and I heard something about records, and I don't know if that's the topic today.
No, but, we're talking about confidential settlements, right? And I was using an example to draw an illustration where a private company had won the contract to digitize some of the National Archives and Records, but now you can no longer access those documents via a government agency. You have to go to the private company. And I was making the point, asking the question, what happens if there's a dispute and at the end of the dispute, somebody tells us that a confidential settlement has been reached, and considering that the records and things we're talking about national, right? They're of great import. And so that's what I was talking about.
Well, you can find those records online, but I understand what you're saying. But my comment or concern is stemming a little bit from it. You can stop me if I'm going too far left.
Okay.
But somebody needs to do a review or investigation. You're a rebel rouser, Ms. Green, and I give this to you. There is something very malicious going on with the private real estate companies selling crown land, generational property, to Bahamians and foreigners alike, and is causing almost a disservice, or it might be an outright robbery of inheritance straight across the board for Bahamians wishing to go after that. I won't give a particular example. I won't call any name, but I'll give you a hypothetical situation
you're alleging this is happening, and you're going to give a hypothetical situation that would give us a sense of what that looks like.
Yes, I'm alleging for political purposes only, but it is happening.
For legal purposes, you're alleging for legal purposes only you have no proof to present to the audience. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Wink, wink. Okay, let's just say a patriarch or a matriarch of... Let's use your father, for example, for lack of a better example. Let's say the Times matriarch or patriarch dies, and you as an inheritor or a descendant goes to the archives, you find generational land in Eleuthera or Exuma, wherever you're from. You go... Hey, lawyers, you go through an entire process, comes and say, hey, so-and-so sold me this land, sold my father's land, but they don't have any titles or deeds, but they have claim to it by word of mouth. And this is happening more often than we think, and I would go as far as goes to say that the government is selling the land, well, crown land, given to our ancestors.
All right, okay. I got you. I got you. So,
please, do some type of investigation on that, please.
Well, then listen, the first thing I'm going to do is try and reiterate it. You're suggesting that there are maybe rogue actors within the real estate space, and you're concerned that people are saying that they are attempting to identify and take claim of generational property that they should have access to through lineage, and crown land that may or may not have been granted to one of their family members, or that they think they should have access to, and they are unable to access that land, and you're saying that you think something is going on untoward and it requires an investigation. Okay, we got to be very careful, right? It's unfair to say something going on in the private real estate industry, but perhaps there are rogue actors, and that we need a look at the private real estate industry in the same way that the president of the taxi cab union reached out to the Ministry of Transport and said, hey, you know, we are aware of untoward practices, things that we don't endorse going on within the taxi union. We don't police all taxi drivers, and so we would love the Ministry of Transport to A, come in and investigate what's happening, and then B, develop a code of ethics that would address an attempt to eradicate that behavior in the industry. Bang. Okay, caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. One more time. Good morning, caller. We got a bit of a delay. I'm so sorry to miss you, caller. I'm going to read a couple of more of these texts, but it's a very important point. People work on election day. Who administers the election? Those people work. They become like essential staff. But everybody has to work, who has a job, has to work on election day. And if they're not working their job, it's probably because they're working the election. They don't have to go to that length. Check the exemption stamp in my passport. Right, so text is saying that there are means that you can use to eradicate types of fraud that don't require the collection of biometric data in terms of the exempt app and the customs process when entering the country. Another caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, guys.
You called me Greeno this morning. Say Greeno.
Okay, Greeno. But first I want to say to the co-host,
yes,
that he might be what you would call, he might be humorous, but his humorous style is very much dry.
A very dry sense of humor.
Laugh.
Yes.
Anyhow,
he's laughing.
My name is, since we're calling it, right?
Yes, sir.
The government got to stop its nastiness whereby running current through houses, through yards, and, you know, properties in which people are squatting. And I've been to BPL and took some documents to have that stop a couple of years ago. And they haven't stopped yet, and the people are still squatting. I even had the people to call to come off the premises, right? But it went past magistrate court. The magistrate told us, the lawyer, to put it in Supreme Court.
Okay.
But the thing is, the lawyer went in the House of Assembly, which is very filthy, by leaving me in that kind of predicament.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got you.
And government needs to stop running the current through the, through the premises. That's indecent. That's nastiness.
Well, you feel that they are enabling the squatters by providing electricity. And I think really what's happening is, where are the inspectors to ensure that people that have electricity are also the legal occupiers of
you
the structure?
See what I'm saying?
Yes, Brigham, I got you.
If it were me, they're going to ask this. Hello?
I got you.
Where is leasing, renting, or owning?
I got you.
The government got to stop this filthiness in the Bahamas, you know.
Thank you, Brayman.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think what Brayman is saying is, listen, people rely on government systems to function, right? To prevent things from happening. If you can't get power without the occupier certificate or the relevant authorization, how is it that people who are not authorized to live in structures are receiving electrical current? Let's take this away from the humanitarian side, right? Because the humanitarian side of me says it's 2023, people need light to live. But what about those people in communities where the communities are not functioning properly because the people who provide oversight refuse to enforce the rules? Let's take it back to the humanitarian side. Sometimes people refuse to enforce the rules because the rules are too draconian, right? They're too harsh, and the rules should change because we can eradicate the behavior, right, or deal with the behavior without such draconian, heavy, strict rules. Or the sense I'm trying to give is, you have a rule, the rule provides far more punishment than it does solution. Right? Yeah. Okay. I got another caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Nuri.
Hey.
I'm wondering if he's going to slow down and let the bunking say 1 or 2, say 15 seconds. I'm saying.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, Nuri got a great show.
You went to
it. Thank you.
Yeah, listen. I think you're on something. You listening to the Alan Johnson earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And thought came to my mind, we should recruit IT from our various schools, and we have a lot of them around. Not only in schools, but we have young people who are network savvy automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Recruit them, you mentioned, to handle data and all that, recruit them into the system, train them, take our data, because you're saying that we hire a company, ask what the company could hold their system and the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And you to get it, you got to pay for it.
Yeah.
I know if you remember a long time ago when a company operating outside the sloop, and they want to take all your computer, and you got to pay them $50 to release it. Y'all remember that?
No, you know.
You know, you remember that?
No, no, no. Go ahead.
They would block the windows. They'll block it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pay $50 to release it. But I didn't pay nothing because I know how to release it. But it was a blocking. Maybe somebody would call it and...
Oh, it was a scam. It was a scam.
It was a scam.
Yeah.
It was a scam. Definitely was a scam.
I got you.
There was penetrating it through the weak IP.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The telecommunication company with a big scam going on.
Okay.
You remember the Q something? It was a scam, too.
So
what I'm trying to say is, SI the best. Make sure... create our company cloud so we don't have to get caught up where you got your other company outside your country owning your stuff and you can't get it if they put a demand on you.
I got you.
Something to look into. Have a good day.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. A thought came up for me. I want to go back to the text. The thought came up for me. Nuri, we need a digital army.
Explain that, what you mean by digital army.
How are you going to combat cyber attacks?
I was going to call C. Allen.
You need a digital army.
Yeah.
Right? We need a charter school, right? Like a school specified for tech-minded people. We send in our students, senior high, to this charter school, right?
Mm-hmm.
We beef up UB, BTVI. We make relationships with IT-specific institutions in the States.
Mm-hmm.
We build a cyber army. It's an arm of the civil service, right? The civil service is the king's army, administrative army.
Mm-hmm.
And then we add to that a digital army. And all their job is, I mean, it's multifold, right? But they are there to be on the lookout for and to thwart cyber attacks before they could take root or have an effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before they could be successful. They are there to chart, to create like a think tank. So we stay on the cutting edge. We know what's coming. We know what's happening. We know how we can take advantage of the advances in digitization and the digital world before they take root. So we're not being reactive. We're being proactive. But in particular, the cybersecurity aspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our financial services is our second pillar, vulnerable to cyber attacks. And so why don't we have a digital army? Mm. It just makes sense.
Sounds like sense to me.
Okay, I got another text. This does not happen. You have to upload a copy of your passport to the app. That is the only Photo Customs has. Another text. They don't have to go to that length. Check the exemption stamp in the passport. Another text. No, I paid the duty and they still took my picture. And can you find out how to log off of an account on the Customs app to log on to another account if you are sharing the same phone? As not everyone has a phone.
Interesting.
Okay, so it appears as if the app is almost like the Sand Dollar Wallet app. The app is for your one phone, which suggests that it's for one person and that another person has to get a whole new app downloaded to their phone. Like you have to have your own app on your own. You have to have your own account no matter. You're right. Because what if I don't have a phone at all and the Department of Customs is going to graciously provide for travelers tablets that they can use to access their exempt account. Okay, another text. We need to stop the government contracting work they should do themselves, like monitoring the ankle bracelets. We need to stop being so passive. Yes, let's talk about that just for a second. Oh, no, we're going to go to a break. When we get back from the break, texted us an excellent text. Thank you, producer, for keeping me on point. I still want to talk about these confidential settlements and why they confidential. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the music. We will be right back. So please stay 96.9 FM.
Boy, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, boy, just a hard day, boy.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
You need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Boy, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us, boy, one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he send me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like
7 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Okay, school bag. Books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord. And I gotta buy snacks too? Just lay it
on the line. The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon. What's a snackathon? Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Solomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
Good morning and welcome back. Let me run through these texts quickly, because I really got two, three more things I want to touch on quickly. Blessings, Lady Green Shikchani Queen. I claim it that taking pictures after claim exemption to me is garbage. All Bahamian passports and passports already have photos in them. Plus, all up-to-date Bahamian passports are all digital because of the digital chips they place in them. These digital chips are supposed to already contain digital photos plus other information on you in them. Customs and Immigration can use this like they already do overseas instead of taking separate photos. Another text. The app stays monitoring your phone after use is why the law should demand right to full privileges granted to apps in this justification. So here's my question. The earlier text said that they wanted to log out for the purpose of allowing another user to log into their account on the phone. This suggestion or the idea that you cannot log out of the app at all seems problematic. And there are all kinds of things. The questions I raise, the points that C. Allen put on the table, these things need to be answered as a part of a thorough regime, right, on biometric data and digital data.
But people say that you complain too much, that this is a part of moving into the 21st century. You just have to give up some of your rights, some of your privacy in order to move forward.
I know a lot of people would say that, you know, a lot of people would say that, especially those people who are sort of committed to supporting their government's agenda without really thinking out thoroughly all of the implications of the actions involved. You know who sort of kind of agrees with me?
Mm-hmm. Who sort of kind of agrees with you?
Well, I was reading this article that said, "Mourn over confidential settlements." It's from the Nassau Tribune, the 10th of December, 2018. And I'm going back to the conversation about confidential settlements. Here's some quotes from that article. As governments around the world come under fire for confidential settlement agreements, their use persists in the Bahamas in the absence of public scrutiny, alarming transparency advocates. Attorney Wayne Monroe said, secret agreements potentially expose the public to abuse. In that article, they say, Attorney Wayne Monroe said, secret agreements potentially expose the public to abuse. They were referencing the conversation over the decision by the Minnis administration where they terminated Sir Baltran's contract and said that the settlement subsequently came would be confidential. The secrecy involving taxpayer funds prohibits accountability, according to Mr. Monroe QC. I can read a quote from Mr. Monroe. The reason to disclose settlement agreements, he said, is it permits you scrutiny to see if there has been even-handed application of a policy. It also prevents politicians talking tough in public about somebody, then settling quietly behind the scenes. Disclosure will also tend to expose if a government or a politician is using public funds improperly, either to benefit persons of a particular class, to give money to your boys, or to discriminate against other persons and to make other people go through a lot of challenges. Close quotes. Again, that's from the article, Monroe Concern Over Confidential Settlements in the Nassau Tribune, December 10th, 2018, while Monroe would have been in a part of the opposition PLP party at the time.
But things change when you become part of the government. Since then, there has been all kind of secret settlements since then, right? We still have no clue what the commissioner of police received. Who else? The two former member of parliament and their settlement. It's been at least six different ones. We just don't know what happened.
At all. Let me retract that. I can't say that at the time that this article was written, formal member of the party. I can't say that. I don't know that. He is addressed in this article as Attorney Wayne Monroe. And I want to make that point because I would have ascribed like a tit-for-tat vibe. He may have just been acting as an attorney with a good sense of the law, which I appreciate. Fast forward, though, now to the 25th of August. That's Friday. We got this article, Exuma Oil Spill Settlement Confidential, says Pinder, Nassau Tribune, 25th of August. Attorney General Ryan Pinder said he would not reveal how much the government fined Sun Oil Limited for an oil spill in Exuma last year. Quote, I don't disclose confidential settlements at the office of the Attorney General. You know that. Close quotes. That's fine, sir. I really appreciate the point that you made. I have a couple of questions, right? Why is this being called a settlement? Why are you referring to this as a settlement? Because the article says the government fined Sun Oil Limited. There was an offense. The statute requires a fine for the offense.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Why are you calling it a settlement? Right? And then a couple more questions. Where in law, like when you say things like this, sir, help me and the general public out by quoting the provisions in law that enable you
Nobody
to
noticed.
Keep settlements confidential, A, B, to call a fine a settlement, C, to keep fines confidential.
Nobody noticed, Aaron.
Should confidentiality clauses be allowed in crimes against the environment? See, because if it's a crime against a person, right? Say if Erin Green was raped, maybe she was raped while she's in the jail or the prison, right? By someone who was acting on behalf of the state and she was raped. And then at the end of it, then Erin could say, hey, I'm a whole person and I don't want people knowing my business. But why would you apply a confidentiality clause to a crime against the environment? The environment already can't cry out. I mean, it can cry out. That's science, but y'all don't listen.
We need to find out the intent. What is the intent of the silence?
Why?
The secrecy is for a reason. What is the intent?
Who are you protecting? Surely the law is to protect the environment.
Yes.
So why is there a confidentiality clause?
To protect
the
somebody.
The environment doesn't care if you tell the world, you could tell the aliens how much money was required in the fine for damaging the environment. I got a couple of questions. Should confidentiality clauses be allowed at all in terms of any fine in any instance? Can the PAC, the Public's Account Committee, see the settlement? Are they allowed to see it? And then a secondary question, can the PAC disclose those figures once they've seen them?
I don't think behemoths are up in arms regarding this. I am not sure if they necessarily care. No. I take that back. I believe behemoths in general care. But because we are a political country, it irks us to care. It pains us to care. When you say, man, how the environment was hurt and we need to be compensated, but at the same time, when your party is in, and if your party said, no, we need to keep this settlement secret, in order to protect somebody, we have no other choice but to yield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hell with the environment then.
Yeah. I mean, wait, no.
No, not the hell with the environment.
I mean, I appreciate the sentiment you...
the hell with somebody.
That's true.
So the hell with the environment then.
I got a couple more questions, right? From the article, I think it's Pintard says 12% of sunken ships salvaged. I got a quote from Matt Albury from Organization for Responsible Government. Matthew Albury, executive director of ORG, said it's unclear if the Freedom of Information Act, which has not fully come into force yet, mandates disclosure of settlement agreements. Put that aside. Mm-hmm. Is this a settlement?
I don't think it's a settlement.
See, because if you tell me that there was a plea deal... Why would there be a plea deal in a matter like this?
For the environment.
Why are you negotiating in this instance? There's no negotiation. Something happened.
I shall help you out. You're a good corporate citizen. I'm not going to charge you the exact fine for messing up the environment. I can just charge you half. If you're supposed to clean it up for $1 million, you do it for $20,000, and I'll just keep it under wraps.
Right. I appreciate contribution by the FNM chairman. The article, FNM chairman hits out at AG for refusing to reveal oil spill fine. He calls it rank arrogance, right? But here's my question. If we have Monroe responding to questions about the legality, the constitutionality, the value, and the purpose of confidentiality clauses in 2018, surely a menace administration that Dwayne Sands was a part of endorsed confidentiality clauses in things, right? What I need from you, Mr. Sands, is when you respond to comments made by the other side, that you also provide statute, policy, white paper, anything, provides something to plea when it seems as if...
Sands ain't no lawyer.
It's contradictory.
Sands ain't no lawyer.
Yeah, he's the chairman of the party. He's the leader. He's the chairman of the party when they not... leader of the party when they not inside the house. He has command of all of the resources within the party. Somebody could have bring him a legal brief.
Yes, but his ability to explain that legal brief... And this is where the Progressive Liberal Party tends to trump the FNM all the time. Their party is filled with lawyers, some of the best cases in the country. They could say the roof didn't fall in. It was the truffin. And we looking at that, but it looked like a roof. And yes, confused. Okay.
Yeah.
We can use the legal jargon. This is legal jargon. And the legal jargon, rather, it was a settlement.
Or if it's a fine.
It was a fine. And if it's a fine could be said to be public, be made public.
It is public.
But no, it's not a fine no more. Someone redefined the fine.
That's the same person who redefined the tax. The same person, and I bet you it's the same person who stole the signs, all the signs from the Ministry of Public Works, and I am now suspecting that somebody kidnapped every single inspector in every single section of every unit, department, and agency connected to the Ministry of Public Works. They ain't got no inspectors, Mr. Newry. Somebody thiefing everything. Somebody says, please give Critical Thinker a slot on Guardian Talk Radio so he can have we can have a weekly Ask the Tech Guru show. I like it. Speak it into existence. Good morning. Can you find out who cut a path in the limestone at the beach on Yamacraw Hill Road opposite Rugby Drive, the entrance for Twynham Heights? I bet you it's the same people who let the water run on Sanders Beach. I bet you they cut a trench to the ocean through the sand there. Another quick text. It asks you for a username and password to log in. Technology is very friendly these days. Just have to take our time to understand it. The person is very helpful. It says, go to settings, and in the settings function, you will find your log out button. Very simple. Listen, it's very simple once you explain it. The question is, have the relevant agencies and the company providing the app used all of their resources to ensure that the general public who is mandated by law to use the app understand it? Y'all continually get this thing twisted up. Y'all work for us. Your job is to ensure we know how it works so your system works properly and you could get paid. Y'all keep doing this thing where you don't do your job properly and then you tell us we stupid because we don't know what's going on. It's becoming tiring and very expensive. It's a very expensive exercise. The text says, no, Monroe was not an MP in 2018. No, I didn't say he was an MP in 2018.
I think he's agreeing what you said.
Yeah.
When you corrected yourself.
Yeah.
And said perhaps.
I didn't want people to presume that he was an MP or a formal member of the party.
Yes.
Because I don't know that. Another text, our illustrious KCs, got to love them and their expert knowledge and understanding of the law. You got to love them. I scared for them. I think there's a bar association to Parliament pipeline, similar to the union to Parliament pipeline, but it's similar to school to prison pipeline. It ain't the same thing. It ain't the same thing as they think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very concerned. I hear the music producer. Let me try some more. The environment is crying out. It's called global warming. It should be illegal for the government to reveal settlements of our money. We really stupid. These men are not the owners. They work for us. Employees should be subjected to the employers. We need to stop talking and identifying the problem and begin to implement solutions. I was supposed to talk about school openings today on that point. Good morning, guys. These politicians, they're playing with our heads and calling it rain. When they're in opposition, they promise transparency and accountability. But as soon as they're elected, they drink that stupid Kool-Aid and take us all for fools. Who are they protecting? Another text say, let C. Allen have a show. Maybe on Sundays, please. Need some extra things on the Sunday lineup. That ain't half bad. I didn't really get to talk about school openings, BPL, BTC, MOPW, and the weekend of crisis. But tomorrow, we've got more time. We're talking with Burroughs for Change and Burroughs for Elizabeth to Neil Burroughs' political campaign. We've got more exciting shows coming up through the week, including a Paul Hanna Thursday. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Have a great Ganep Day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.